So the government has agreed plans to help would-be home buyers who are being outbid by overseas investment funds for what is already a scarce supply of new homes here. The Dáil will this evening debate a proposal to increase stamp duty to 10% for funds buying 10 or more houses in a development in 1 year. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, will also issue a circular to local authorities today, allowing them to make it a condition of planning permission that up to half the homes in a proposed development would be reserved for owner-occupiers. Opposition parties have strongly criticised the measures. The Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, told the Dáil it was a cop-out and a wasted opportunity. Well, we've been speaking this lunchtime to the Housing Minister. I began by asking Dara O'Brien what evidence did he have that a 10% increase in stamp duty would help keep out investment funds.
We do see this as an effective deterrent for investor funds purchasing family type homes. And that's really what we want to protect. And it's about levelling the playing pitch for first time buyers. A lot of work has gone on between myself and Pascal Donoghue in this regard, both on planning and on tax. And Minister Donoghue brought forward these measures in a very fast and efficient manner. The financial resolution will pass this evening in the Dáil. And we certainly do believe that it will have the requisite effect. We will keep it we will monitor it and keep it under review. So if further changes are required, which I don't envisage, but we won't be short in making them.
But at the moment, house price inflation nationally is 3.7%. Mm-hmm. They're the latest figures. Outside Dublin, it's almost 5%. Mm-hmm. Now, that means that these investment funds, they'll have covered their tax bill in 2 or 3 years with that kind of inflation in property prices.
No, I don't think that. Yeah, look, I don't really think that's at issue. Really, what's at issue here is to ensure that investment goes in the right places. OK, and we have a constrained market right now because of COVID. Fundamentally, we need to be delivering 33,000 homes a year.
Yeah. Across well, the point I'm making is that if these funds are making a calculation, we'll pay the tax and we'll have earned it back in just
Brian,
a couple of years.
I think, Brian, this is a very significant increase in stamp duty. It's a tenfold increase. We believe that this decisive measure taken by government will have the effect that we want. I think we need to put it in context too, if I could be fair, and I fully get the anger that people have. I was very angry myself. I saw this happen in my own constituency in Donabate 18 months ago, where half an estate was sold off. We do think this will deter it, but we will keep it under review. And it's not just tax measures, it's planning measures that I've brought forward.
And I'll come to those, but on the tax side, REITs, which are the main investment vehicles used in this area, they don't pay tax on their profits. Nothing in these measures that you're introducing to go after their profits as a further discouragement. Why not?
Look, these are measures that we took in a very short space of time to ensure that properties weren't taken from under the noses of first-time buyers in particular and owner-occupiers in general. And that's why we've moved very quickly within a two-week period to bring forward a tenfold increase in tax in that space. That is something that we've agreed as government. Mm-hmm. We will keep it under review. Certainly other budgetary measures will be done at budget time. But this is a measure that is being put in place to have an effect.
So what's the justification for continuing to treat REITs in tax terms in this way, in contrast, for example, to the way ordinary private landlords
that's a good point. And in the programme for government that we do need mom and pop and private landlords there, thousands of whom have left the market, one of the reasons being because of tax treatment as well. And we need a fairness in tax there. There is no question of that. We've done quite a lot on the rent side in a very short space of time. I've had four different pieces of tenancy legislation that I've brought in since I've been minister, just in a short 10, 11 months. Other measures will be looked at to ensure that there is the right investment in the right place. But fundamentally what we're about and what I've been about as housing minister is promoting home ownership and affordable home ownership in particular. And that's what we want to make sure when I bring an affordable housing bill into the Oireachtas, which I did on Monday to start it with the most significant comprehensive piece, if I could just conclude really quickly on this, of affordable housing legislation ever. We can't be putting in support for first time buyers on the one side and having an investor fund taking away on the other. And that's why we've brought in these very effective and radical measures.
But you've excluded apartments from this stamp duty measure. Why?
Well, I think it's a recognition of the fact that we do need investment in the right place at the moment. And there is an issue with viability of apartments and with affordability. And I may talk in a moment about what we're doing on the affordability side for apartments. But as I said, this year with the construction shutdown and closure, we'll probably, complete between 16 and 18,000 units.
Yeah.
What we don't want is, to answer your question, we don't want an unintended consequence of the measures that we bring forward that would mean no apartment building at all. And so that's why we focus this to ensure that in the short to medium term, that investors can still participate in the development of apartments.
Yeah. Now, there are also people who want who for various reasons would hope to own their own apartment as a home.
And I'm absolutely
and there isn't any help for them in this.
Well, I'm absolutely on their side, and there is help in the Affordable Housing Bill. I've brought forward the shared equity arrangement, which means that the state would take an equity to help people bridge the affordability gap between what they can get in a mortgage and what the sale price is. We've included apartments in that. We've the Help to Buy grant that's there that is available for apartments. And in the Affordable Housing Bill, I'm also increasing the threshold from 10% social in every development to add an additional 10% affordable that will also apply to apartments. We do have to work on viability and affordability of apartments, but we are doing it.
Nevertheless, Green ministers, it's reported today in Cabinet, unhappy at the exclusion of apartments from this stamp duty measure, forcing families, they believe, out of city centres into the suburban fringe. A view that flats are for renting and houses are for living in by people who own them.
First, if I could say, this was a government decision that we made yesterday. I know Minister Eamon Ryan was on RTE this morning and was very clear in his the position there. This is the government support the measures that we've brought forward to tackle the issue of investor funds buying up large portions or whole portions of housing estates. We still have work to do with regard to apartment viability and affordability. I've mentioned some of the measures that I'm bringing through right now.
So you have Green Party backing
in
this?
In the affordable
housing. You're happy you have Green Party support?
Absolutely. It's a government decision there. We had a good discussion on it. I'll continue to engage with my colleagues both in the Green Party, in Fianna Fáil and in Fine Gael indeed. And, you know, we are working through right now, as I said, the most significant piece of affordable housing legislation ever that has had really good input from my colleagues in the Green Party and in Fine Gael
You see, Minister, we have this report yesterday in the Irish Times, NAMA, the state investment agency, selling 69 apartments in your own constituency in Malahide, the casino, I think it's called, to a UK fund. So one arm of the state, you, your colleagues, trying to promote private ownership, another selling off these homes to a fund.
Yeah, look, that development has been built, I know it well, has been built some time, and that is a decision that NAMA has taken. I would much rather that the state acts in unison. There's no question in my mind that we're promoting home ownership, because I'm not just talking about it, we're actually doing it.
Are NAMA at odds with government policy in this thing?
What I'm saying is, what we're doing with these measures, the measures that Pascal and I are bringing, are the planning measures that I've brought forward will make sure that there cannot be bulk sale for new applications into the future. That's really significant, if I could say.
But here are 69... Here are 69 apartments in public ownership.
I'm well aware of it, and I don't run NAMA, okay? But what I'm saying to you is this, is that what we've got to be delivering is 33,000 homes per year, okay? We're way off that right now. But what I want to make sure is there's a level playing pitch for first-time buyers and owner-occupiers. And if I could say, because in the legislation the circular that I've issued today to local authorities, for any new planning application that is granted from this day forward, bulk sale of homes cannot be allowed and will not be allowed. Okay, and that's a really significant...
From this day forward.
The circular issued from my department this morning.
So it's not going to apply to existing planning permissions?
No, it's for new applications. And I was very clear on that when I flagged these measures just in the last week or so. And that's the advice that we have at the moment. We look at all measures to protect owner-occupiers and first-time buyers and to promote home ownership, both affordable home ownership and indeed affordable rental. So we're not finished with our work in this regard. But what I want
and
to when, do
when
right
do you,
now...
When do you expect...
Just say what I want to do right now was to get a circular out as expeditiously as I could, and it's gone out today.
And when do you think that the impact of that planning measure will be felt by people actually in the market trying to find a home?
I think, well, really what the issue is, there's two things. These measures alone are not going to, you know, there are no silver bullet to this. There are other measures that I've mentioned around affordable housing
but particularly the planning changes you're bringing in, when will they begin to be felt?
If an application was lodged today, for argument's sake, and planning permission was granted in 8 weeks' time, those conditions will be in place in 8 weeks' time.
Yeah, okay. But it would be many years.
No, I don't.
In effect, before buyers would actually be able to benefit from that.
No, I don't believe that, because we're going to need to ramp up delivery of housing. I think applications that will be granted this year will be acted upon later this year and into next year. So I actually believe that the planning measures that I've brought in will start to take effect, and you will see conditions on planning permissions later this year and certainly this year that will restrict bulk sale.
This won't apply. The planning change won't apply to apartments.
The planning change will not apply to apartments at this stage. No, it won't. And again, I've been clear on that. It'll apply to houses and to duplexes. There will also be the ability for an approved housing body and the Land Development Agency as well, because we want the Land Development Agency to deliver cost rental apartments, and we're going to have a whole new tenure of cost rental. There are issues in relation to apartment viability and apartment affordability, and the government, all three parties, are committed to continuing to tackle that. And I'll be bringing forward a further amendment to the Affordable Housing Bill in about 4 or 5 weeks' time to copper fasten a percentage of each development for first-time buyers, and indeed for a category of owner-occupiers as well. And I'll be working with my Green colleagues and my Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael colleagues on that too.
The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, speaking to me just before we came on air. Well,